வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 11th of August, 1973, in Paris, France.
ரகுநாதன் சதீவம்.
ராயாத்யக்ஷேன பிரகிருதே ஸ்ரீயதே சச்சராச்சரம் ஹேதுநாமேன கௌந்த்ய ஜகத் விப்ரீவர்த்ததே. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again.
When Krishna is directing, is it endless? The whole cosmic manifestation, is it endless? There is some purpose. Otherwise, why God has created and He is directing? These people, they cannot understand.
They are challenged.
Huh?
They have arguments.
What is that?
They will say that if you actually think there is no order behind things, if you throw a ball against a wall.
So who is rascal throwing that ball? Who is that rascal throwing that ball? If you are giving that example, somebody is throwing ball. Who is that rascal throwing that ball?
This is someone who wants to prove there's no direction to wave
up. Rascal, as soon as you say throwing ball, that somebody is throwing. How can I deny it? He gives the example throwing ball. Throwing ball means somebody is throwing.
The original theory.
Yes. The motion is given by somebody.
What they said in Easter then when we were preaching.
Yeah.
Was that material nature has always been there, and life has come from that. They say the matter is eternal.
They can say anything they want. That doesn't mean it's logical.
Matter is, what is that? Let us understand.
They were saying was that there is no God behind it.
Have you got any experience within your experience that anything was there?
Oh, that's what they say.
This is the Rasilla, that was it.
I just say what they say.
Was this tape recorder was existing or somebody has prepared?
A man has prepared.
Man has prepared. Yes, somebody must prepare.
But it's man's intelligence
that's
created it.
Man and somebody, but try to understand generally, anything that you see that is created by man or beings or somebody, it is created. So this cosmic manifestation, why do you say that it is not created? It is created. You do not know who has created. That is your ignorance. But as I have no experience in this material world, it is not created. It is created. You are created still. How can you say it is not created?
But then the profane Prabhupada, they say that let us carry that logic to the very end, that even God is created. Why? You say God is having no...
No, cause. No. God is created, you can say, but when a created thing is, then He is not God. Our proposition is that everything is created, but finally, if we find somebody is not created, then He is God.
They would say our conclusion was just now that everything has to have been created.
Huh?
Everything has some source of origin.
Yeah.
So if everything has some source of origin, how can there be something that does not have a source of origin?
No, when there is no source of origin, that is God.
It's like Krishna showed Arjuna his universal form. So he established that he was the origin of everything and he had no cause.
Yeah. cause of all causes. Karma karana karana. Everything has some cause. But when you finally come to a thing, there is no cause, then it is God. Vedanta Sutra, Janmantasya Jata, the origin of everything. But he is not originated from something else. And that is God. Therefore it is called absolute. Everything here is relative. And God is absolute. That is the difference between absolute and relative.
They are like children. They want to see that original cause immediately. If they do not see the original cause immediately, they say there is no original cause.
That is Chinese. That is Chinese.
So let's say someone proposes that God has created everyone equal. God has created everyone equal. God has created all of His children as equal spiritual beings. So why is it that one person is fully conscious and I have no interest in Krishna consciousness? Then we're not equal. There's some flaw in God's creation.
No. That is your problem. That is your problem. God says that you simply surrender unto me. But does it mean that everyone is surrendered to God?
No, then they're not equal.
Huh? No, no, that, suppose I have got 10 sons or so many disciples. I say that you do this. Somebody may not do it. That independence everyone has got. So after being so-called independent, when he does not do according to the instruction of God, he becomes different. God has created everyone equal. But when he disobeys the order of God, then he becomes different. Where is the flaw in this statement? I say, every one of my students, that don't do this. But if somebody does it, then he becomes different.
Their argument is they will say that just the fact that the living entity has the independence and the possibility is there for him to make a mistake, they consider it to be a flaw.
Yes.
If it's better to be...
But they consider it to be God's flaw.
No, why God's flaw?
Because He has given us the chance to fall
Independence
down.
Means that you may obey me or not obey me. It is not my flaw. Otherwise independence has no meaning. Independence has no meaning. If I give you independence, just like Krishna is giving independence to Arjuna, now I explain to him. Now I give you independence, either you accept or not accept, that's your thing. So if this independence has no such quality, accept or that is not independence. If one has to be forced by the law of God, that is not independence. Then one does not know what is the meaning of independence.
Then why has He given us independence?
He must give, because he has got supreme independence, and living entities are part and parcel of God, therefore he must have independence. And that is how he becomes perfect part and parcel.
And as if he did not have independence, that would be the flaw.
Yes. That will be the flaw.
That makes everything complete.
Yes. Independence means that you can do or not do. That is independence.
Their definition of perfect is wrong. It's like this boy's definition of a poet.
He's a rascal. He's simply bogus. He tried to... There are so many parties like that. There are 4 or 5, they make a group and imitate this beetle. As if beetles have made money, they will also make money. And speak all nonsense. That's it. These are crazy things. So independence means that you can do or not do. Just like you as a nation, American nation, you are all independent. But why you go to the jail? Is it government's fault that you go to the jail? Therefore government has fault. Why this nonsense question? When a man, instead of going to the university, goes to the police custody, is it government's fault? Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Common sense happens. God has given him independence. If you do something wrong against the will of God, then you must suffer. Therefore we find so many varieties of living entities in different grades of life. That is due to misuse of independence.
Very popular today is the idea that if we are misusing our independence, it's because of our upbringing, our childhood, our society. Something is wrong in our psychology. Not that it's soul, not that it's a question of spiritual problem, but material one, that our parents were cruel, or our education was imperfect or something, but not spiritual.
But that is independence. Your parents are clear, therefore you are revolted against the parents. That is your independence. Why you revolted against parents? Because you have got the independence. Otherwise, if you have been stereotyped, then in spite of your father being cruel, you would not declare independence and go out from home. Because you have got this independence, therefore you can understand the why shall I obey this father? I go out. That is independence. They do not understand the meaning of independence.
Because they've lost their independence.
Not lost, misused. Not lost. Independence is still there.
Yeah.
He can go back again.
Yeah.
To father, go back to home, back to God.
Yeah.
God says, the Sarvadharma, you have come here to enjoy your independence, but you have created a havoc, entanglement. Now, if you simply surrender unto me, abide by my orders, I give you all consciousness immediately. You are free from all reaction and come back to me. Therefore God comes to canvas. He sends his devotee to canvas. Then you give up your misuse of independence and become happy. That is this the consciousness program. But if you still stick to the independence, misuse of independence, you remain here.
The problem with these different discussions is these philosophers are simply stubborn. But when they hear a better philosophy, they still will not change.
That is independence. That is also independence. You accept, yes, what you say it is right, but I will not accept. That is also independence. Misuse of independence.
Like Dhritarashtra, we heard the arguments from Mandura.
Yeah. God's creation is perfect. There is no imperfect.
Does there come a time, Srila Prabhupada, when one misuses independence, that independence is taken away? For example, with an animal.
Now, why has he taken? What he has given to you, why is it taken?
In animal life?
Huh?
Animal life?
Animal life, what is that?
Do animals also
independent?
Yes. Therefore, they are independent.
They say all is instinct.
You say. They say, even all rascals say. But actually this is independence. But because they are animals, they are directed by nature, more or less. My point is, they do not misuse independence as much as a human being does. Just like a tiger, he is to eat animals, killing animals. He does not come to your orchard to steal your food. But you, rascal human being, you eat fruits and animals both. Animal, that is instinct. Suppose, if you put, I have given this example many times, a bag of rice on the street, many birds will come. But he will eat some grains, 5 grains, 10 grains, and 20 grains, as much as he will go. But you do the same favor to the human being, there will be fight. Everyone will try to take some more quantity in the house and stock it. Therefore, the human being is more responsible for sinful activity.
He thinks the symptom, I'm independent, I will assure you I'm independent, I will misuse my
independence. No, that's like you are a citizen of French government, you are also independent. But the government says that if you do this, then you will be punished. So when you do that, that is misuse of it. Otherwise you are independent.
So real independence means to surrender?
Yes, to authority. Because you have to surrender. If you don't surrender to God, then you have to surrender to Maya. Just like you don't surrender to government, then you have to surrender to the superintendent of jail. That's all. If you misuse your independence, you will not be happy. This is the fact. But you have got the independence. You can misuse it. That is your prerogative. That is your freedom. Freedom means you must have independence. But because you are not absolutely independent, so you suffer. The absolute independent is God, Krishna. That's the government. The government orders, let this crowd be shot, let there be bullets shot, and if some men die. But government is not responsible for such that. But if you kill one man, he will be safe. So your independence is subordinate independence. Similarly, all living entities, they have been given independence by God, but his independence is subordinate to the independence of God. This is our Jive Sarupa Nitya Krishna Dha.
So many young people, when we try to preach to them Krishna consciousness, we explain that it means to accept the position of service position, they reject it because they have no experience of service that is satisfying.
They have rejected so many things, why not here, Prabhupada? Just like the hippies, they have rejected so many things. Why should they accept your Prabhupada? Why you think that your proposal is so nice, you will accept it.
Doesn't mean
we
don't preach.
Huh? You
mean...
preach, you just bring quiet, chant Hare Krishna, and let him hear, then he will accept. Then he will gradually come. Yes. He is now in disease condition. The very thing is to chant. By hearing the Hare Krishna mantra, he will gradually purify. Clean, cetatarpana marga, polishing. Just like this is unclean, polishing. And you see the reflection.